Will didn't really know how to answer the man's question. The void side had been fascinating, but it only made him think of new questions. What really occupied Will's mind was what was going on with Bet and Ezra. Without using the void side, it seemed as if he was sealed inside this house with no way in or out. "Who are you?" Will said. "My name's Kredik," he said, "and this is Gregan. He's my link." "Why do you live out here all alone?" "Let's just say I'm not the social type. Not sure how much you've had to deal with this yet, but there's a fair amount of folks who don't really care for us dark hands. Feel free to sit down if you'd like." Kredik waved his hand to several of the table's empty seats. "Is it true?" Will stayed where he was. He didn't want to sit. "Are dark hands bad?"
"Boy, no one's bad. Not at least by just being who they are. Is there anything you could have done to keep from being a dark hand?"
"I guess not."
"Nope. Oh, that's what makes a person bad, is what they decided to do with their abilities, their power. Unfortunately, there's been quite a few dark hands who've come to misuse that power."
Will waited a moment. Maybe Kredik would continue. Instead, he just leaned down and began to pet Gregan's shaggy fur.
"So, will you teach me?"
"I might."
The man honestly looked conflicted.
"It really depends on two things. How much do you want to know? And how much do you want to pay?"
"What would I pay?"
"Let's start with what you want to know, because that really decides the cost."
Will didn't like how that sounded. He scrunched his eyebrows together. "I need to know how to get out of Androsia," he said. "I need to get to Earth without the Neptunox portal." The man began to chuckle. It started in stifled spurts, but eventually built into unchecked laughter.
"Will Gladman, you got lofty goals, don't you?"
Kredik seemed to think for a while before addressing Will again.
"See here, there's two ways you can pay, or you can even do a mixture of both. But I'll have you know, it'll take a fair amount to get what you're looking for."
"Go on," Will said, and Swoop let out an echoing cackle.
"First, you can pay by binders. I know you got some, probably a fair amount. Second, you could pay me in information."
"Information?"
"Yes," the man frowned a bit. "I've always been a bit curious of Earth. You answer questions, I teach you lessons."
Kredik sat a moment waiting for an answer.
"Like I said, it can be a mixture of both."
"So the question is, how should Will offer to pay? Binders, information, or a mixture of both?"